From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Hundreds of people, including family, friends, and admirers, gathered Wednesday for a memorial service for Heather Heyer, the woman who was killed Saturday when a car was driven into a crowd of protesters in Charlottesville, Virginia. Police allege a suspected neo-Nazi was driving the car. He has been charged with second-degree murder. The 32-year-old woman was among hundreds of protesters who gathered to protest a gathering of white supremacists, Klansmen, and neo-Nazis. Heyer's mother, Susan Breaux, spoke at the service.
And I think the reason that what happened to Heather has struck a chord is because we know that what she did is achievable. We don't all have to die. We don't all have to sacrifice our lives. They tried to kill my child to shut her up. Well, guess what? You just magnified her.
President Trump continues to face a barrage of criticism for his contention that both white supremacists and counter-protesters were to blame for the deadly violence that erupted last weekend. On Wednesday, the president announced that he had dissolved two business advisory committees composed of top American corporate executives, after at least seven CEOs announced they were resigning from the councils because of his remarks. Trump said that, quote, rather than putting pressure on the business people, I am ending both. Thank you all. A day ago, Trump had branded those quitting the panels grandstanders, and he said they could be easily replaced with more corporate executives. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. President Trump says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un made a, quote, very wise and well-reasoned decision to postpone a plan to launch missiles toward the shores of the U.S. Pacific Island territory of Guam. In a Twitter comment Wednesday, Trump said the alternative would have been both catastrophic and unacceptable. Vice President Mike Pence, giving a joint statement in Chile with President Michelle Bachelet, called on Chile and a number of other Latin American countries to, quote, break all diplomatic and commercial ties with North Korea. Kenya's opposition leader says he'll go to the Supreme Court to challenge the results of last week's presidential election, in which incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta was declared the winner. Raila Odinga also said the opposition will, quote, preach peace, but reserves the right to assemble in protest. From Nairobi, VOA's Jill Craig reports.
University of Nairobi lecturer Herman Manyora believes going to court is the best move for Odinga and NASA.
I think this will be the best option because then, first of all, it deals with the anxiety in the country, the tension it will ease. And, you know, 14 or so days when he's in the court is enough for people to heal, for people to act out of thinking and not out of emotions. So it's like you buy time, even for grief, you know, to go through grief. But it's also much better because then you put your case forward in an environment that allows you to do so systematically.
Odinga also left the door open to future demonstrations.
We will preach peace, and as we have done so. And we will uphold our rights to assemble and protest.
The Electoral Commission says Kenyatta won the election with 54.3% of the vote, beating Odinga's 44.8%. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
The United States, Mexico, and Canada opened negotiations Wednesday to reform the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA. The U.S. Trade Representative demanded at the beginning an overhaul that would cut U.S. trade deficits and increase the use of regional parts for cars produced in North America. At an opening news conference in Washington, Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer said President Trump does not want, quote, a mere tweaking of NAFTA, which he says has fundamentally failed many, many Americans and needs major improvement. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live from the VOA World News Headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.